Not your day, Terry Meister, Chafei, Shvat, Tovshin Pehe, Rabbi Yaakov Rubin.
Morgen tol mit Stadt in Ashir. We're holding now, mamish, in the middle of the whole Sefer Bereish, Sefer Shmois. And Sefer Shmois is basically made up of two different parts in Ganzen. Shmois, Vo'ero, Boi, Beshalach. He's speaking about the Avdus of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then we have Yisroi Mishpotim, which is Ikka made out of Matan Torah, Mishpotim as well. What we learned yesterday is also dealing with Matan Torah. Then, from next week comes on, Teruma, Tetzaveh, Kisiso, Vayakel, Pikudei, all speaking about the Binyan HaMishkon, making the Mishkon, and the Kalei HaMishkon. The Ramban brings an interesting Shaila. The Ramban mentions, he says, look, what were Klal Yisrael doing in Mitzrayim? What was the work they had to do in Mitzrayim? They had to do very shvara work, building, and we know, Pisaim, Ramses, coursework of building houses, buildings. Fine craftsmanship, which we need for jewelry, for silver, for gold, they had never done such a thing in their life. So how is it that Shmuel comes along, not long after they've left Mitzrayim, and Akhen Shmuel says, "La'osu li mikdosh, the Shachanti B'Soicha, make for me a Beis HaMikdosh, a Orim, the Mizbeach, the Menorah, the all the fine, beautiful clay HaMikdosh." They've never done such a thing in their life. How on earth are they meant to do such a thing? As they frequently Ramban. I want to be makdim, before we say the Teretz, of what we learned yesterday in Parashas Mishpatim. Yesterday in Parashas Mishpatim we spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Klal Yisrael Yom Pi Mekabel HaTorah. This is in Parashas Mishpatim, not in Parashas Yisrei. And Klal Yisrael said, Nase v'yanu kol ha'om yachto v'yoymru kol ha'shadiba Hashem Nase v'nishma. What's Nase v'nishma? Nase means we will do whatever you tell us, v'nishma, and we will listen. In other words, they said they're going to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants before even hearing what it entails. And the Gemara in Shabbos, that Peiches, says, over Ahu Tzidoki. There was this Tzidoki. The Chozer Rover, the Komayim B'Shmaitzer. He met Rover when he was learning. The Gemara says exactly what went on there, how he was learning. So the Tzidoki told Rover, Omalei, I'm not Paziza. You're a very hasty nation. You're not very, very clever thinking things out before you make decisions. You're far too hasty. You're Mavuol. Why? The kadmisa fumaychu leuznaychu. What you said from your mouth came before what even hearing. Nasa before you say nishma does not make sense. Rashi explains, koydem sheshomatem oiso heichi kosher. You didn't even hear how hard it is to keep the Torah. You have no clue. The imtuchal amibo. Who said you bichlau will be able to keep going with the Torah? Who said you'll be able to be a mekabelit? No, straight away, kibaltem aleichem lekaima. You just accepted it blindfoldedly. It's very, very stupid. Not very clever nation to do such a thing. So what's the Teretz of the Gemara? You marked him. There was a more than this melech who came to his coronation day and he decided that he wants to do something nice for all of his close servants who work in the palace, the officers. And he brought them to a very, very large building. He sent his officer, one of the officers, to a very large building, 80 floors, a skyscraper. And he told them, whoever gets to the top floor within 12 minutes is going to be having a very large sum, £500,000. 12 minutes you have to get to the top floor. Okay, for Shteitzach, obviously they all started running, and they started going up the stairs, one floor, two floor, three floors, four floors. And they started getting puffed out a little bit after a few floors. And they looked at the watches while it was already 2.5 minutes early up the sixth floor. A few of them gave up straight away. Haven't got any care for such a thing. Too hard for me. There was quite a few of them which were still interested in keeping it up. Right, they're not going to give away such a lot of money like that. And they carried on and on and on. And a few minutes later, they were on, wow, the 14th floor already. 14th floor, but they look ready. It's already 5 minutes. Make the cheshbon. It's not going to work out. And they're getting harder and harder. They're puffed and puffed. A whole lot of others dropped out straight away. Until, after 8 minutes, they were on the 20th floor. The last ones which were there all dropped out besides one person. And he started crawling up the stairs, puffing and panting with his last little clerkus, another floor. Till when he gets to the next floor, suddenly he sees a door there with a button. So he quickly presses a button. The door's open. He goes into the lift with his last clerkus and he sees there's a whole lot of buttons. The top floor says, floor number 80. And he presses with his last keuches and zoom, the lift goes flying up and he's there in time. And over there, when he gets to the top floor, there's a phone there, which picks up the phone, that proves, he makes the call, that proves that he's hit the top floor, and that's it. He picks up the phone with his last keuches, made it, and here he is. Came down to the king, and the king gives him, presents him with this 500,000 which he got promised. But the king said, just tell me something please. You know, everybody else dropped out. Quite rightly. Because Api Svora, Api Cheshun does not make sense that you're going to get to the 80th floor in these 12 minutes. Why did you carry on at all? So the servant answered, look, I've been working for your Royal Highness for many, many years. And I know how much you really, really love us. How much you really care for us. You're not going to tell us something which is making a fool of us. You're not out to make fools of us. I knew if you say such a thing, there must be something in it. Because you love us. That was the answer which Klal Yisrael answered to this, which Rob explained that trap in Klal Yisrael is to the Tzedoki. Says the Gemara, Anon de Saginu Bishle Musa, Kesiv Toimas Yeshorim Tenochim. And Rashi explains, when we went between Lay, we went with a Tamimus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kederech Ho'isam E'ava, like these people which serve with love. V'somachnu Olov, we relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo Yitanon, we knew 100%. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make a fool of us. He's not going to fool us into something which we can't withstand. V'somachnu Olov, relied on him. Shelo Yitanenu, he's not going to make us into mistaken. B'dover shelo nuchal lamivo. Like we know, every mitzvah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, every one of them is in our yecholus to keep. And Klal Yisrael, after seeing the whole what Esl Makas in Mitzrayim, the Gevaldige Yetzias Mitzrayim with Makas Bechoyres, followed by Kriyas Yam Suf, where the Ganze Welt thought, Shom Amim Yerdozum. And then, Shmochu says, Atem Re'isem Esa Shor Sisi B'Mitzrayim. You saw what I've done to you in Mitzrayim. Vo Esa Eschem Al Kanfei Neshorim, Al Buyo Le Kanfei Neshorim, Vo Avi Eschem Eloi. After all of that, we saw how Shmochu loves us such a lot. How could Shmochu is zicher not out to get us. That is why we felt confident. We were very, very confident to say Nase v'nishma. They had such confidence, it's Moyerdik. You know, the Pasuk says, Vayanu kol ha'om yachdov. Vayanu kol ha'shadib Hashem Nase. What's Vayanu kol ha'om yachdov? There was no copycat there. There was no one person copying the other. It's not because they had pressure. Oh, there's a whole of Olam saying here, yes. I also have to say yes. No, it's Vayanu kol ha'om yachdov. Kol echod, exactly the same second they said. Okay, that's one Moedika thing. But there's a lot more than that. The Choyra, when they answered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were meant to say, Kol asher dibur Hashem, e'eseh. Every person should have spoken for himself. I will do it. Yep, they'll all say the same thing. But how can one person accept for another person? I can't be mechayev you with something. I can set something upon myself, but not for somebody else. How could they say nase? The pshat is, let's take a moshel. Nebuch, shtikel inyon adyoyma, there's a room full of hostages being held. And it's a stuffy room. And there's a whole load of 30, 40 hostages there. It's stifling hot, they have no food. They've had no drink. And after 2 days of this, some innocent person comes by, he managed to open the door, and he sees what's going on. He says, does anybody want some water? What do they scream? We all want water. How can you say we all want water? Speak for yourself. Say, I want water. There we have no shaila. It's very, very simple. That they're saying, we want water. It's so simple. Now we've been here for the last 2 days, in a stifling hot room, without anything to drink. Obviously we all want. There's nothing to talk about. The confidence which Klal Yisrael had in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it came to Matan Torah, was such a major confidence that it was simple that each one could speak for the other one as well. Kol Asher Dibur Hashem Naaseh, obviously. It's very, very simple. And when one believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never ask us to do something we can't do. That memela, that automatically brings a person to have confidence in himself. Avodas Hashem entails a lot of confidence. They say from the Alter, from Slabodka, that katnus, the person not to believe in himself, is one of the biggest avodas. And the person, yeah, you might think, whoa, I'm an honor, I don't believe. No, that's not an evus. One has to believe in himself to be able to be shomer Torah mitzvahs. And that comes after we have our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu really loves us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to ask us to do anything which we can't do. Then we have the confidence and we can do it. Zog the Ramban, and the Chasam Sefer explains the Ramban bit more barichus. Yes, it's true. When Klal Yisrael went Mitzrayim, they weren't used to doing such work at all. They were building very shver labor. They weren't used to do such fine work with gold and silver. But when Klal Yisrael heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Osu Li Mikdosh, in the coming parasha, the Osu Li Mikdosh, V'shachanti B'soichom, they thought, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, make for me a Beis Mikdosh, make for me an Orin, a shulchan, mizbech, and all the fine kelim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, that shows we can. It's a possible. Vayigbar liboy bedarkei Hashem. A person has got to feel big, bedarkei Hashem. He's got to have the confidence. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do something, that shows we can. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them vosli mikdosh, and they didn't have a clue how to do it, but they did it in the end.
What's pshat with the tzala? He says we're first.
Sorry? The Chasam Sefer explains that how this whole thing worked was through Betzalel. Betzalel was the one which taught them in a very short time how to make mitzvahs. He was the main one. He was the main one, and he taught them.
Hashem had to give them through him.
But that's only because they decided we're going to do it. Once they decided we're going to do it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this. But they had to have that confidence first. There was one keli which we do know they couldn't make, the menorah. Chazal tell us a menorah taka they couldn't make. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gave a tziva, very interesting. Even though they couldn't make the menorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gave them a tziva to make a menorah. And Svasemis explains, it's all on the same lines. A person has got to do whatever he can do. A person has got to do his ishtadlus. To do as much as he can. Like we found with Basio. She put her hand out to pick up Moshe. She knew quite well she cannot reach him. But the Bali Musa say, you know what? You do your bit. Put your hand out. Do what you can do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a tzivui. And they had to try. They couldn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it for you. And that was by the Menorah Taka. Which that's based on what Chazal tell us. Habol etahir Messiah oisai. Somebody who wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. Obviously, this is only after realizing the chashivas in something. A person is going to have confidence on something which is not chashivas, like we said. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do something, that shows how choshev it is, and therefore going to have the confidence to do it. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, the greatest yeshiva, was once sitting with Talmidim, and they were schmoozing about a bit different gedolim. And then came a conversation to speak about the Netziv. Greatest Netziv, the Volozhin Rosh Yeshiva. He was a rov in Volozhin. He was a poisek hadoir, answering tshuvas to the whole world, giving shia every day in yeshiva, that shia. He had the achrayus of the money of the yeshiva. He wrote sforim, unbelievable. We know the famous Shiltas with Hamik Shiloh, three big volumes which he wrote. Hamik Dovah on Chumash. Tshuvas Meshev Dovah, and many, many, many other sforim. So one of the Bochim asked, I can't remember exactly how old he was in the Tziv when he was Nifta, but he wasn't a very, very old man.
76, wasn't he?
Sorry?
He was 76.
76. How is it Shaykh in those years he did so, so, so much with all his busyness in yeshiva and shtot and the whole world and everything, he still managed to learn an unbelievable amount of lomdus he put into all of these swarm learning. How is it Shaykh? So Bis Zalman said, I'll tell you pshat. When I was a little boy, I lived in a village, and you know, the olden days village is what they made out of, the wooden houses. And obviously if there's a fire in one of these villages, it's not very exciting. Fire spreads from one place to another very, very, very quickly. And I remember one night there was a fire there. And there was a big behola in the village. Everybody was very, 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 very nervous. And people were running around to save people. And I had a friend who was the son of Getzler the baker. There was a baker in the village. Getzler. And he had a son. This son was a very, very scraggly boy. He didn't have much, much muscles. He was very, very, very weak. And I saw him running into a house which was on fire. And 2 minutes later, he came running out with two people, one on each shoulder. Two elderly people. And I thought to myself, how is it Shaykh? This weakling is now running out of a burning house with two people, one on each shoulder. And I said, the answer is, when there's a fire burning, you realize the koiches you really have, which you never cholam you have. Like a person who's drowning. He'll muster up all his koiches to get to the shore. He never thought he'd ever have such koiches. By the Netziv, explained to Mrs. Zalman, Torah and mitzvahs, for him, there's a fire burning every second. We have to do it. There's no choice about it. When you realize something's so choshev and you want to do it, you can do it. And that's why the Netziv accomplished such a lot. Klal Yisrael, when they said, Na'aseh v'nishma, there's really another kasha. That there's a halacha, that person cannot be mekabel upon himself something without any end. If I say, I want you to make a kinyan to me, that you're going to be my worker. For how long? I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you for how long. Maybe a week, maybe 2 months, maybe 5 years. The halacha is you can't do such a thing. You can only take upon yourself something if it's something clear with an end. How could Klal Yisrael say Na'aseh v'nishma? So the Beis Halevi explains very nicely. It's all built on what we were saying before. When they realized the kirv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them, and they said Na'aseh v'nishma, they weren't stam saying, we are going to do whatever you tell us. To that taka, you can't do. But when they said Na'aseh v'nishma, they were saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're giving over our whole goof to you. We are your evet. Now, we all know a person can be sold with an eder. A person gets sold with yiganos. A person can sell himself if he wants. Huh? How can he sell himself as an eved? How can he sell himself? You know what the Ogun's going to tell you to do? You haven't got a clue what he's going to be telling you to do. The answer is, even though you don't know what he's going to be telling you to do, but you're giving yourself over as an eved. I belong to you now. Once I belong to you, it's a different story. Klal Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are yours. We are yours. And whatever you tell us to do, automatically we'll do it because we love you and we belong to you. Svasemes, and Yom Tov, was once in Shul, and just before Halal, he told the Hasidim, you know, when a person says, Omar Hashem, he can do his Gevalt Gezachen, he can do it. He can make a world, he can make a rash up there. When he says on Hashem. And the Imre Emes said that there was a machloikis amongst the Hasidim afterwards. What did he mean? Yeah, so some Hasidim said he meant on Hashem, Hoshiono. On Hashem, Hoshiono, please save us. Okay? There were other Hasidim which said, nah, he meant on Hashem, Hatzlichono, give us Hatzlocha. Said the Imre Emes, and I stood on his side. And I knew, not did he mean on Hashem Rishono. Not did he mean on Hashem Atzlichono. You know which on Hashem he meant? On Hashem ki ani avdecho. When a person says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am your Eved. On Hashem ki ani avdecho. And a person is giving over his whole guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wow, you're giving your guf over to me. I'm going to react the same to you. Because when a person is shomer Torah mitzvahs, and he learns and he keeps as much mitzvahs as he can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu act to them completely different. To finish off with a maisa, which I'm worried you can imagine, there was a bocher which learnt in Brisk, and he was going home for Yom Tov, one Pesach Benes Manim, and he felt ill on the way home when he was in Varsha. So he went to a big doctor there. This doctor was called Dr. Shabbat. He was called Dr. Shabbat. And he was a big doctor, he was quite a serious man for this bocha, and he took care of him. And the doctor told the bocha like this, you should know, really, I'm a kofer. He was a yid, but unfortunately. But I must tell you something. Every time, I'm the doctor of the Chofetz Chaim, and every time I see the Chofetz Chaim, I say, no, they're not for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm looking after the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim, his heart is failing. His lungs are practically shut down. His kidneys aren't working. Apiteva, there's no sense that this man is alive. I realize, obviously, because the Chofetz Chaim, he's given over his guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, you're right. Apiteva, you're not meant to be alive, but I am going to look after you. That is the Gevalia Darga, which Klal Yisrael came to by Matan Torah, when they said, Naaseh v'nishma, Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho.